And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Not enough test kits, not enough hospital beds, a big part of the narrative during this crisis, to be sure. As we've been learning, some extra fabric fashioned just the right way can substitute for a mask in many situations. The shortage of ventilators, well, that one's not so easily solved. But the Texas Standard's Laura Rice has been talking with several Texas engineers who are working to do just that.
Really, we were just sitting at home watching the news, and we saw that Italy news report, and the doctors had to decide, between who got oxygen, who got a ventilator, and who lived and who died. And we decided, that we could do something about it.
Raghav Upadhyay and his roommate are recent biomedical engineering students living in Austin. They decided they could design a ventilator. Ventilators are breathing machines. They deliver air to the lungs and, before this current pandemic, were most often used when someone had something like a severe case of pneumonia.
It's a Ferrari. It's a $30,000 machine that's in hospital rooms and ICU beds, and it can do all these fancy things, and there's so many settings that you can control, but really what you need is something like a 94 Camry.
So Upadhyay and others are trying to create just that, a simpler, low-cost breathing machine that could help keep people alive, while other researchers work on longer-term solutions like a vaccine.
Keep a patient, when they're waiting for a big ventilator, stable and comfortable until one can be available.
Amy Kovalowicz is the director of an emergency ventilator project at Rice University. Usually, she's in charge of a lab there that serves hundreds of students. But, of course, there are no students at Rice right now.
And so our user base went down to zero.
But just as it looked like there was no work for Kovalowicz to do, Rice started getting calls. The callers were tipped by Google search results that some Rice students had built a ventilator substitute.
Those students had already graduated and moved on, but people started reaching out to us saying, can we make one? Do you know how we can get a hold of one of these?
So they got to work. So did a team at the University of Texas at Austin. It's actually part of a whole brand new ventilator consortium led by a doctor at a California university.
A bunch of groups, both in industry and in academia, trying to figure out how we could put our minds together to address what we've been seeing in the news.
Aydin Zahedivash is a UT Austin student engineer on that project. He says, like at Rice, opportunity emerged as the new normal did.
I think the current effort is really a result of a lot of people having their businesses, disrupted by the crisis.
That's what happened for Adam Saleh.
I have been working with a startup that recently furloughed all its employees. And since then, I've had a lot of time being quarantined to work on this project.
He and his roommate, Raghav Upadhyay, are what you might call the lone wolves of ventilator design right now.
We have done this from our living room.
Though Upadhyay is still a current master's student at UT, they aren't affiliated with a big lab or research team.
Yeah, it's kind of two couches, a drill, some wood, a bunch of circuit equipment, motors. And that's it, Amazon Home Depot boxes.
While the setups are all a little different, the basic designs for these stopgap ventilators have some commonalities. They all take advantage of a relatively simple and cheap medical device that already exists and is readily available, the bag valve mask, or ambu bag.
These ambu bags are standard across hospitals and outpatient facilities and ambulances.
Like a ventilator, they get air into the lungs. But they're pumped by hand, not a machine. The challenge is to make them automatic. Amy Kovalowicz's team at Rice is using a 3D printer and laser cutter to make parts to automate the bag pumping.
We designed it in a way that somebody who has intermediate to advanced skills and access to the type of equipment we were using, they could build one fairly quickly.
Meanwhile, the UT team discovered a windshield wiper motor could do the compressing. Coincidentally,
really what you need is something like a 94 Camry.
They settled on one from a Camry, albeit a newer one.
That's right. It is a Toyota Camry motor from a 2016 Camry.
Aydin Zahedivash says that's because of the Camry's ample supply chain. The next step for all the teams is testing. Anything that's going to be used here in the U.S. would need federal approval or at least emergency authorization. But this is a pandemic, literally translating to a worldwide outbreak.
And some low-resource areas may make one just because, out of desperation, this is the only tool that they may have.
And it's those low resource areas that Austin roommates Adam Saleh and Raghav Upadhyaya say their design might especially serve well. That's because it can be recharged with a hand crank if the power is out or unreliable.
My family personally is from India, and Adam's family is from Lebanon. So both of those regions are pretty underdeveloped in terms of medical, you know, devices and power grids.
The designs are all a little different. But even as the teams are working separately, they say they're also sharing their findings to help others on the same path.
Like, I'd rather have too many people working on a solution than too little, and then it being a problem down the line. I think we've all kind of benefited from each other.
And they've all benefited from the work itself.
I didn't imagine having a stay-at-home, work-at-home order would ultimately have us working double. But the motivation's there. The morale is really high. Everyone is super dedicated. We're tired. But then again, like, it's really been a nice distraction to feel like we're not just sitting at home do nothing, that we're actually trying to help.
Having enough of these ventilator substitutes isn't going to end this pandemic, but it could help save lives while we're in the midst of it. And even if things drastically improve before these models become widely available, the mad rush this time could prevent a mad rush next time. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.